Good afternoon, brethren. Last fall, on a beautiful, not too hot, sunny day, Elaine and I got our first tour of CBEC Christian Conference Center. There were no other groups here at that time. The facility manager, Chuck, left us alone for a while, no doubt to let us soak in the beauty and solitude of this place. It was quiet. And it was peaceful. It was one of those little oases that the Lord provides from time to time in the turmoil of life that we might observe His handiwork and reflect on His love. There's a little bench just outside this building that faces the canal and the mountains to the west over there. And we sat there quietly talking for about 15 or 20 minutes. A deer meandered by, nibbling on the grass as she went. When she was about 30 feet from us, she paused and looked up at us as if to say, "Share this place with the brethren. It's a wonderful place." We both agreed and said to each other, "Maybe we can have our convention here." You see, we didn't think there was any way we could ever have our convention way over here. In the 64 consecutive years that this class has had a convention, we have never had it on the west side of Puget Sound, and not to mention clear over here on Hood Canal. Our serenity turned to excitement at the thought of actually hosting a convention at this beautiful place, and when we caught up with Chuck, we had all kinds of questions for him. We shared his answers with the class and tried as best we could to share the peace and calm that we had experienced here. We shared his answers with the class. But the more we talked about it, the less it seemed we would ever have our convention over here. There just seemed to be too many obstacles. And then an interesting thing happened. We brought some of the brethren here for a first-hand look-see. After that, our class discussions got more and more positive, and by the time we voted, everyone seemed to have the same feelings as Elaine and I did. Sister Elaine would have been very happy to share this place with you. It was her hope that all of you would feel closer to the Lord, our loving Heavenly Father, just by being here. And now we, who tarry a while longer in this world, welcome you to this peaceful place. And as beautiful and as serene as it is, although I don't feel real serene after that, getting set up here in the last half hour, but the place is serene. But as serene as it is, that's all going to pale in comparison to the truth that we're going to hear from this platform and the sweet fellowship we're going to experience with kindred spirits, those of like precious faith, in the next couple of days. And not only have we changed our venue, but you will notice that the format has changed somewhat as well. We're going to return to having just discourses this year, no study. We no longer offer just vegetarian meals. We will be served non-vegetarian meals, family style, in the dining room just down the pathway where you saw when you came in, that main building down there. I think both vegetarians and non-vegetarians alike are going to enjoy the cooking here. Another change you'll notice is there is no book table. Brethren, please bear with us on this matter. Our class has been getting smaller. There are fewer hands to do the work. But we have information available to you from Chicago, the Dawn, and Portland area back on the back table back there. And we don't want to slight any other places where Bible student literature is published, but we just thought that would be a good cross-section for you. Brethren, as I look to the west out there, I'm reminded of some biblical truths. Across the water are the Olympic Mountains. Not real much in view right now, but they will be sometime before the weekend is over. But I can't help think of Micah 4:1. "And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be firmly established on top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and unto it people shall flow." You know, we have another mountain in our fair state. It's called Mount Rainier. It's the largest mountain in Washington, and it dwarfs any of these mountains that you'll see over here. But you know what, brethren? You can't see Mount Rainier from here. You can't see, even on a clear day, you can't see Mount Rainier. You see, while you're focused on the mountains across the way, you can't see the big mountain down south. And isn't it the way it is in the world? If one's focus is on the kingdoms or nations of this world, they can't even see God's approaching kingdom, His holy mountain. Blessed are your eyes, brethren. This weekend, we're going to enjoy looking at these literal mountains while we focus on learning more about our Heavenly Father and His holy mountain, His holy kingdom that we so fervently pray for. The other thing as I see as I look west is water. The body of water right out there is called Hood Canal. But you know what? It's not a canal. In actuality, it's a fjord. And it kind of reminds me of the Bible students a little bit. We have been called names. We've been called a cult. Why? Because we don't believe in the Trinity. We don't believe in hellfire. So we get different names. But sometimes things do get mislabeled. But what's in the name? It is water, nonetheless. And it was not discovered by someone named Hood. It was discovered by Captain George Vancouver in 1792. It was explored by Lieutenant Charles Wilkes and was surveyed by Lieutenant Augustus Case. But it was named for the right and honorable Lord Hood. And isn't that the way it should be with a true Christian? All credit, all praise, all glory is given to our Father, which is in heaven. Brethren, it is the water of truth that separates us from the kingdoms of this age, is it not? Much the same as we are separated from those smaller mountains over there by that water. And although we are not of the world, we are still in the world and subject to the evils of the day. Our brethren in the South are going through a horrendous tragedy, a terrific crisis at this moment, just the same as everyone else that lives down there. Brethren, how our hearts ache for God's intervention as we see the suffering around us. How we long for God's holy mountain to be exalted above the hills and to watch the people flow unto it. May thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth, even as it is done in heaven. Now, there are a few things that you need to know before we get started. All the meals are served family style. And what that means, that is, breakfast, for example, is served at 8 o'clock. Family style, everybody gets served at once. So you may want to eat, then go back to your room and change or get ready, get into your convention attire there. It's just a thought. You will hear from the dining hall at 5 minutes before each meal, a bell will ring from down there and at the start of each meal. And 5 minutes before each meeting here and 1 minute before each meeting here, you will hear a bell that sounds like this. Well, that worked pretty well. Thank you, Brother Ben. You'll notice on your programs that check-in time is 5 p.m. today. We were not able to check in sooner because another group was checking out. And we just would have been too much hassle for those here. So following the mini talks today by Brothers Montague and Austin, just go to the back of the room and we'll get you where you're going to stay. We'll get you your house and your room number and that sort of thing. And when you get to the house, there's houses, different ones. You'll get assigned to a house and a room number, and your name will be taped up on the door of your room. And I think they're doing that as we speak. We will provide transportation between here and your room and the dining hall for any that need it. You can see we can park a few cars back up here so we can get those who have trouble with that up here. If you have any questions, please let Brother Byron, Sister Lori, or myself know what's on your mind, and we'll work with you. We are taping the convention. If you would like a cassette tape or a CD, please fill out a form that you'll also find on the back table. And the cost this year is pretty good. It's zero. This is our gift to you. There will also be pictures of the convention available on a CD. Candid shots of your smiling faces and the grounds, and at the same low, low price of zero. Now, there's another group here right now, and they're mostly over in this corner. And we'll be sharing a dining hall with them. But they will be leaving midday tomorrow. And I know we will be good ambassadors for Christ. There will be coffee, tea, and cold water and cookies at various times during the day right here in the back of the room. And also after songs of the night each evening. Again, feel free to ask us any questions. Thank you for coming and welcome. And may the Lord bless our gathering.